I present the prophet of the Almighty Baller.
Hey all you Almighty Ballin' fans out there, today we have a special treat for you. We're going to continue our talks about the Lakers rebuild with the much esteemed Dr. Hoji, the Electric Smoji, a diehard Laker fan, environmentalist, guitar legend, and Grand Theodicon of the Peaceful Way Order. Thanks for joining us today, Hoji.
Hey man, you know what? It is great to be here. And I'm going to tell all your listeners out there about my own show. Sorry if I spit when I speak. I am the host with the most. You can catch us on YouTube, D&H Sports. It's the third year for us, and it's actually the longest running Cincinnati Bengals analysis show that's hosted by an environmentalist. So if you care about the Bengals and you care about the environment and you like me, and even if you don't, tune in.
Absolutely. All of you environmentalists out there, go ahead and check out Sorry If I Spit When I Speak on YouTube. Like I said, Hoji, today we are talking the Lakers rebuild. And personally, I think they're going about this right. I talked about it last podcast with the guys from LakersOutsiders.com, and I think I made a compelling case. After years of protest from fans, the media, and basketball quote-unquote intellectuals, the Lakers have an ultra-talented young squad, more cap space than any other team in the NBA, and they're either getting Brandon Ingram or Ben Simmons. It's like a Hollywood ending.
Look, man, honestly, you know, I hate to be blunt, but you just don't get it, man. You just don't get it. It's not the right attitude. That's not the Lakers' attitude. What's made the Lakers great is that their fans never had reasonable expectations, okay? We weren't like Clippers fans, man. We're more like prima donna movie stars. You know, we ask for a bowl of only red M&Ms and we trash our hotel room when we get even one of those candies chipped, okay?
Well, yeah, who wouldn't? So,
and you know what? We deserve no less, man. We deserve no less. The Lakers have an advantage in terms of location. They have an advantage in terms of history. And the best way to get back to championship contention is to use, you got to use it, man, or you're going to lose it. You got to bake it if you want to shake it. You know what I'm saying? So here's what I'm saying. Here's my little proposal for you. You trade Julius Randle and you trade the number two pick in exchange for a star. And then after you get a star, then all of a sudden you become an attractive destination for Russell Westbrook and you sign him in 2017. All of a sudden, you know, you got these quality role players who want to come to LA. They want to come for the cheap because they just want to win that ring. Boom. See how fast that was?
Hoji, you can say it will be fast as you want to say it, but I don't think you get it. It's not that easy. You think Westbrook and KD will cut the umbilical cord? Not a chance.
Well, he will if Mitch Kupchak just follows my plan. First, we trade for Jimmy B up in Chicago. You think he wants to be picking ice out of his eyebrows for the next 4 years instead of starring in like commercials and sipping green tea smoothies in Venice?
As good as that green tea smoothie sounds, Hoji, it's not Jimmy's choice. Don't forget that Butler just signed a long-term contract, and I don't think the Bulls are going to be too bullish about the idea of trading away their top player and only star.
Then after we get Butler, we sign Hassan the Bloctopus Whiteside. He's totally unrestricted. If the Lakers throw a wad of cash at him, he'd move to LA faster than the calamari trying to flee from squid catchers.
Are you sure about that? Because I'm starting to think that DJ Khaled might be a major key to his success. What will he do every night if he's not Snapchatting with his boy DJ Khaled? If the Lakers want to make a big free agent signing, then they're going to have to find
another one.
So what, you want to just stock up on lottery picks, huh? That's not the way it works, man. Ask the 76ers, okay? Let's say they get Dario Saric this year, okay, and Joel Embiid is healthy. Let's just say that, okay? That just means they're going to have to trade Jahlil Okafor or Nerlens Noel for pennies on the dollar. And really, who's their shot creator on offense. They have no elite guard playing on that team. Nothing. Okay. The Celtics learned the problems with gathering top picks the hard way. They had Kenny Anderson. They had your Paul Pierce, Ron Mercer, and Antoine Walker. They had all top 10 picks. Where did they get them? Huh? Where? Nowhere. I tell you that. Okay. Then finally, in 2007, they smelled the Folgers. They learned from their mistakes. They traded away Al Jefferson and spare parts for Kevin Garnett, and then traded a number 5 pick for Ray Allen, and boom, they won the championship, right? And look, that's why Danny Ainge is now so desperate to trade all those picks he's hoarded. I mean, he's about as desperate as I am to finally see Mr. Belvedere made into a feature-length film. And you know what? I'm pretty desperate for that, man. I started the petition.
Hoji, I petition that you choose a better example. The 76ers, you know and I know that I'm not saying the Lakers should try to be the 76ers. How about this? The Oklahoma City Thunder.
You mean the team that couldn't keep their young talent together, so they got ripped off in the Harden trade and then shipped Reggie Jackson for a backup center who doesn't even play defense?
Yeah, because Harden and Reggie are really tearing it up outside of OKC, right? Please. Harden win a championship in Houston? Fat chance. And Reggie Jackson? I'm not going to even dignify that with a response.
Look, let me give you another example that hits closer to home for me personally. Think about the late 90s. Okay, what a great time it was, right? Early 2000 Lakers. Even they had Shaq. It wasn't until they shipped out Eddie Jones and Nick Van Exel and surrounded Shaq and Kobe with a bunch of role players that they won a championship. Look, to win it all, man, you need like 2 or 3 stars. And then you just surround them like with pillows, you know, like at the hotel where they give you all the pillows. You surround them with quality role players. I'm talking about your Ron Harper, your A.C. Green, your Brian Shaw, Robert Horry. You know, or look at the Spurs with Sean Elliott, Mario Ellis, Steven Jackson, Boris Dio. If you just have a bunch of high draft picks, one of two things is going to happen. Either they'll never learn to play the ball the right way because they all want the ball, or by the time they develop, they'll want these huge contracts, and you know what? You're going to lose them anyways.
Hoji, late 90s, early 2000s, you're stuck in the past. This Thunder team is the now. And the Warriors, they're even more now than the now. Then the T-Wolves are the now of tomorrow. Well, I guess that means the future, but Hoji, they all rebuilt brick by brick. Face it, Los Angeles is all dried out. Figuratively, of course.
Figuratively?
I didn't mean it like that.
Figuratively? No, really. Figuratively?
Come on, you know I didn't mean it like
that. Supposed to mean, man, figuratively. I want to know. Okay, I've had, you know, honestly, I've just had about enough of this. Okay? Hoji. Look, man, the only person who thinks the California drought is figurative is that pinky-fingered, marmalade, stay-puffed marshmallow man. I'm talking about, yes, Donald Trump.
Hoji, there's no reason to get political.
The guy's got the cojones to say that the drought in California isn't even real.
This isn't...
He's got the nerve to say that the Delta smelt
Hoji
is unimportant. Just an unimportant... He says it's an unimportant 3-inch fish.
Hoji, we need to stick to the Lakers.
Well, you know what I say? Whoever Delta... smelt
us. This wasn't on the script.
Okay, which is like saying whoever smelt it dealt it.
Can somebody call security?
Trump and his zombies Hoji. Don't believe in climate change because our environmental ruin is a direct Hoji. Result of their beefy farts and their and the exhaust that comes from their gas-guzzling
the fish.
SUVs.
We're talking about the Lakers.
The Nile ain't just a river in Egypt there, man, and we'll be lucky if Egypt still has rivers when Trump wreaks havoc on the globe's environmental policies. Hoji out.
Thank you. That was Hoji Smoji, ardent environmentalist, talking about the Los Angeles Lakers and, fish and the environment. And, you've been listening to Almighty Ballin, the Almighty Podcast, brought to you by Fan Essentials and SeatGeek. Use the promo code ALMIGHTY to either get 30% off your first Fan Essentials subscription box, and Fan Essentials is the coolest NBA team gear monthly fan box. Whichever team you like, they got it. Rockets, Warriors, Pelicans, Wizards, 76ers, Mavericks, you name it, they've got it. And when you use the promo code ALMIGHTY, you get 30% off either the rookie package, which is $14.99, but then with 30% off is $10.50, or 30% off the veteran package, which is $34.99, but after you get 30% off, it's only $25. And hey, when you do that, you're supporting Almighty Ball and the Almighty Podcast. But on top of that, I've been lucky enough to have a sponsorship from SeatGeek. SeatGeek is considering making that a permanent partnership, and I need your help. If you're a fan of the podcast and you've been listening for a while, I would really appreciate it if you would step up and do this for me, because if Almighty Ball and the Almighty Podcast can secure a SeatGeek sponsorship going into the future, it would be huge for us. I can't tell you how much it would mean to me if you would go and do that for me. It would be doing me a huge favor, and also it'd be doing yourself a huge favor because SeatGeek is awesome. It's the best ticket finding app on the market. You can get it on Android, iPhone, or use it online. Whatever device you're listening to this podcast on, just please look it up and check out some tickets and remember the promo code Almighty, because it gets you a $20 rebate, which is basically like a free ticket, and also it helps us secure a SeatGeek sponsorship, which would be, again, huge for us. So thanks for listening and thanks for supporting us. And I really appreciate you listening and checking out our sponsors and supporting the podcast. Good night, folks.